Next patient is Nancy Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y. Date of birth is 1-6-67. Date of visit is 1-28-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Gerard Lauren, G-I-R-A-R-D, Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, D-O. Next paragraph, dear Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, thank you for sending Nancy Smith for pulmonary evaluation. Next line, history of present illness. This is a 54-year-old female who had a history for COVID pneumonia. This past year has been experiencing wheezing and coughing spells and has a prior history for asthma. The patient has a long, complicated medical history, and she had a history for a right breast mass. She suffered a fractured right hip in 2019, July, which was found out to be a pathologic fracture related to metastatic breast cancer. She was then diagnosed to have an infiltrating ductal carcinoma. She also was noted to have diffuse bony disease. The patient received radiation therapy to the spine, completed in December 2019. She also apparently had an acute abdomen with a ruptured diverticulitis in October 2019 and underwent exploratory laparotomy, bowel resection, and colostomy, which was also complicated by a pulmonary embolus, and she was on Xarelto. The patient had been treated with letrozole, Ibrance, and Zoladex, and she was subsequently taken to surgery for reversal of colostomy in June 2020. The patient had been on Xarelto for deep venous thrombosis of the right subclavian vein, and she also underwent radiation therapy to the right humerus in 2020. The patient also has chronic cough and wheezing. And her past surgical history includes right ankle fracture with replacement surgery, as well as left knee replacement surgery and right hip replacement. She had been treated for wound infections. Following a hip surgery. And had radiation therapy to the left hip and thoracic and lumbar spine. The patient had undergone colonoscopy and biopsy of polyps as well, and found to have adenomas. Next paragraph, allergies to cefepime, vancomycin, the allotted. Next paragraph, habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 12 years and then quit, worked in an office, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next line, family history, father died of an MI, mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies fatigue or fever. She has no cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has asthma, hay fever, and wheezing. She also has some nausea and heartburn and no diarrhea or abdominal pains. Denies chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, chest palpitations, no leg swelling, denies depression or anxiety. She has joint and muscle aches, and easy bruising. She also has a hernia of the abdominal wall, and she has occasional headaches, and denies skin rash nor itching. Next, med list. Eliquis, 5 milligrams, BID, methocarbamol, 500 milligrams, Q6, PRN. Oxycodone, 10 milligrams as needed, Ibrance, 125 milligrams daily. Albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN, Zumita infusion monthly, and Ativan 1 milligram HS, Symbicort inhaler 80 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs a day. And pregabalin 150 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged, white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 by 80, pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 201, saturation 94. HE India norms, phallic fevers, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, with a ventral hernia, which is reducible. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities revealed no edema, mild deformities of the ankle of the right lower extremity, and no calf tenderness. Reflex the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, brush number 1, is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2, history of breast cancer with metastatic disease. Number 3, arthritis. Degenerative arthritis. And number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 5, history of DVT on anticoagulation. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. She will be given a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and placed on Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. And advised to come in for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. She'll continue with the other mentioned medications above. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of her recent labs will be requested as well. Copy for Dr. Lauren Girard, G-I-R-A-R-D. Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N-D-O. Thank you.